더 상승 구문편 독해 지문 음성 파일
Unit 1
단문 독해
1 Some students who are considered learning disabled are actually just slow learners. They can learn the same material as other students, but it takes them longer. One problem faced by slow learners is that they focus on details and often miss the main point of lessons. For this reason, providing them with a list of important facts from each lesson and going over it several times can be helpful. Moreover, because many slow learners lack confidence, teachers should praise them often and have them participate in activities in which they are likely to succeed. Two. The benefits of incorporating technology into the classroom greatly outweigh the challenges. Perhaps the biggest advantage offered by technology is personalized learning. One example of this is a math game that automatically adapts to the player's knowledge and ability level. Students find such games more engaging than simple books, so they are more likely to review what they learn on their own. This allows teachers to focus more on skills like problem solving and critical thinking in the classroom. 3. One reason why cognitive linguists study language is that they believe that people's thought patterns are reflected in their language. In their opinion, to study language from this perspective is to study the way people think, showing how people organize their thoughts and ideas. The most important way in which these linguists differ from others in their field is that they believe that language reveals the fundamental workings of our minds. 4. Many children with ADD have increased their attention spans using e-books. Due to the nature of their disorder, they are unable to pay attention to standard books, but can focus more easily when using a computer. Whereas reading a standard book often fails to capture the interest of children with ADD, exploring the interactive features of an e-book tends to hold their concentration. 5. The way in which its eyes are positioned on its head controls an animal's field of vision. That is to say, it determines how much it can see without moving its head. Because our eyes are at the front of our head, humans can see about 180 degrees. Horses, however, can see about 215 degrees. This means horses can see more of the world around them in a single moment than humans can. To be able to see so much at once is helpful to an animal that must constantly be on the alert for predators.
수능 독해
1. In grade school, most of us were taught not to run our finger under a line of text as we read it. However, more recent studies have shown that this method can actually increase your reading speed and comprehension. Marking your progress with a finger enables you to read faster because it prevents you from losing your place and backing up to locate it. Otherwise, unnecessary rereading such as this would take up around 1/6 of your reading time. In addition, reading with a hand on the page improves comprehension because it focuses your attention on a single spot and keeps your mind from wandering. So the next time you pick up a book, try underlining the words with your fingertip as you read along and watch your reading speed increase. 2. There was a time in my life when I began to show all the signs of depression, including difficulty sleeping, loss of appetite, lack of concentration, and feelings of hopelessness. When you find yourself in a situation like that, realizing just how serious your condition is can take some time. Day after day goes by, and eventually you realize that you have traveled so far off the path of life that you don't even know which direction to go to find it again. For me, dealing with depression ended up being a fight for my life. No matter how hard I fought against the endless sobbing, though, I couldn't keep back the tears or brighten my gloomy outlook. Three. We can blame our ancestors when we crave snacks in the middle of the night. Research suggests that our desire for midnight snacks is driven by the body's internal clock, also known as the circadian system, which tells us when to sleep and when to get up. This craving is a leftover of a now unnecessary strategy for staying alive in the wild. Long ago, eating large meals at night helped our ancestors store energy during famines. However, changes in our eating habits have made it useless, and it is now causing a serious health problem. Modern people, who are less likely to face famines, are now eating unnecessarily, which is a key factor in rising obesity rates. A survival tactic of our ancestors is one of the biggest contributors to modern obesity problems. 4. Sometimes it seems like the world is governed by the law of the jungle, where everything is a competition for survival. Actually, though, cooperation is just as important as the ability to compete. Consider an animal like the vampire bat. When one bat finds a food source, it lets other bats know about it because it knows this generosity will be repaid when another bat has a good day. Sharing food was an important part of early human societies as well. An early human who killed a giant mammoth couldn't possibly eat it all. Instead, he shared it with others, and they did the same when they experienced a hunting success. These days, we don't depend on our neighbors for food, but the instinct to cooperate is still with us. 5. Most people know Einstein for his theory of relativity, but few people know that he never won a Nobel Prize for it. In fact, he was nominated 11 times without winning. The old-fashioned attitude of the Nobel Committee members was mostly to blame. They thought the theory of relativity was too radical. One member even wrote, "Einstein must never receive a Nobel Prize, even if the entire world demands it." Despite this, Einstein's 1905 paper on the photoelectric effect finally won him the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. His paper showed that light behaves not only as a wave, but also as particles. The committee ordered Einstein not to mention his theory of relativity at the prize ceremony, but he didn't even attend. 6. The graph above shows the residential situations of centenarians, people who are at least 100 years old, in the years 2010 and 2015. In 2010, the percentage of centenarians living with family members was more than 3 times higher than the percentage whose residential situation was unknown. In both 2010 and 2015, centenarians living with relatives made up the smallest group. On the other hand, the percentage of centenarians living in nursing homes was the highest of all residential types in both years. This residential situation witnessed the largest increase from 2010 to 2015, as the percentage of centenarians in nursing homes more than doubled. Meanwhile, the percentage of centenarians living alone rose slightly by less than 2 percentage points.